you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, September 27th, 2021. Today it's all about prayer. And in fact, in the coming days, we've talked about transitioning Mondays to talk about the great hymns of old from Robert J. Morgan's book, Then Sings My Soul, 150 World's Greatest Hymn Stories. But in light of a current book I'm reading, read it all weekend long, and the prayer revolution that was started in Muhammad at the Open Room, and the two gatherings these last 2 weeks, I'm sensing a strong leading to focus on prayer in the coming days, and I think Mary Ann Simpkins will join me as we read through portions of the book Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And I'm trying to set up an interview with him and see if I can get a discounted price on this book. But I had read it years ago, and I absolutely loved it. And it surfaced the other day in the studio, and I started reading it and thought, I have to share this with the listener. Very similar to the 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart, where I felt a strong, compelling reason to make sure all of you heard about the importance of memorizing Scripture, having it saturate your mind and hearts, thinking about it, allowing it to direct your ways. And so I think in the coming days, Marianne will be reading excerpts from Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders, as I trust there's going to be so many points of application. It's a powerful read. In fact, on the front cover, do not read this book if you want information. Read this book only if you desire a transformation. It will drive you to your knees. So I have 4 songs lined up on prayer. This first one by the Haven Quartet, Prayer for the Future, as it's the best way to unleash the power of God. Here's the Haven Quartet.
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
And though
Well, as mentioned, this program is all about prayer, and it's going to be an overarching theme for many Mondays in the days ahead. And so here's two more songs on prayer: Pray Me Home by Phillips Craig and Dean, and Prayer for Home by Fernando Ortega.
Well, it's been one of those days when the mountain I'm facing seems to have a climb, and I try to have faith, but sometimes the waiting drives me out of my mind. So brother to brother, this one request: is there room for another weary soldier who needs a place to rest? Pray me home, pray me home. Oh, my heart is so heavy and I just can't go on. Pray me home. Need you to help me. Think I can make it alone. Pray me home. If you see something in me that calls you to question if my faith is secure, asking you please to show me compassion, even though you're unsure. 'Cause the greater the war that I'm going through, the greater my need. And I want nothing more than to know you're willing to join. So heavy, and I just can't go on. Pray me home, pray me home. I need you to help me. Don't think I can make it alone. Pray me home, pray. Their feet, the
canyon breezes circle soft and sweet. When darkness falls, the stars and opal moon find them wrapped in each other, ever warm. May it be a refuge
Appreciate both those arrangements. This last one, Prayer for Home by Fernando Ortega, and before that, Pray Me Home by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. And I trust in the weeks ahead, as you tune in on Monday and we talk about prayer, we'll all learn to unleash God's power in new and special ways. From the introduction of this book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders, says, do you hunger to influence people for God? Would you love to become a more effective leader? Is it your passion to make a deeply positive spiritual difference in the lives of as many people as possible? If so, I want to help you get there, or should I say, God will help you get there. But you need to follow His plan and use the device He has prescribed as the non-negotiable tool in every high-impact leader's toolkit, prayer. Oh, listening friends, join me on this journey in the days ahead as we focus on Mondays on prayer and seek God's leading and plan for our lives as we participate in this unique way of communicating with Him. I'm going to close out with Prayer Warriors by Heirloom, trusting that the songs you heard today may be a catalyst to be spending more time in prayer, thinking about prayer, talking about prayer, and applying it as an ever-increasing practice in your life. Here's Prayer Warriors by Heirloom.
You may see her in the grocery with her children, or in the city 9 to 5 each working day. She's a mother or a teacher.
Today's program is all about prayer, as that'll become a practice every Monday in the coming days as we read together the book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. And hopefully I can set up an interview with the author, Dave Early, and see how God will increase all of our prayer lives as we learn to communicate with Him in new and powerful ways. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.